Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 163. Welcome to what I think is going to be a really powerful episode. Powerful in that what I want to talk about here has been really impactful in my life. And that's all I can really base what I talk about in this podcast on, what has worked well for me. And I found that what I'm about to talk about in this podcast, for me personally, has been one of the most impactful, powerful things I've done as it relates specifically to my self-confidence, my confidence. Yes, it's definitely something I love to talk about. If you listen to the podcast, you know, I talk about it a lot. And I do that because if I take a good hard look at my life and I look back at all the ways that I've grown over the years, I think the most tangible, like the most vivid change that I've undergone has been my self-confidence. Like it really has. And it's something that I'm proud of, frankly, to have grown from kind of a timid guy, kind of self-conscious, shy, to like the direct opposite of that. Like literally opposite. Like now I won't shut up. I love talking. I love being passionate about what I love. I love sharing. I love doing all that. And I have a great opinion of myself now. I think I'm pretty great. You know, I'll just say it. I think I'm pretty great. I think I'm a cool dude who's got a lot to offer. Certainly not to everyone and not in a I'm better than you way, but like I'm just confident in myself, in my ability, in who I am, the way I talk, dress, act, look, like the whole thing, the whole package. And that's my journey of self-confidence. And you might be a little bit surprised with the title of this podcast, like bragging. You want us to brag? Like, what are you talking about? That sounds like a douchey thing to say. Are you reverting to your fuckboy ways, Case? Like, who brags like that? As someone who's confident doesn't brag. That's hypocritical. And at a glance, I would agree with you. But then I would say, au contraire, my friend. I think bragging in the right way, for the right reasons, it's one of the best things you can do for your self-confidence. It can literally supercharge your development here. It's like Popeye eating his spinach. Like it fills you with the stuff you need to build true and lasting self-confidence. Like it gives you the foundation, the expectation. And it's really powerful stuff. And I'm excited to talk about this and show you why exactly I think bragging in the right way can really help you grow your self-confidence. So I'm excited to talk about that. Before I do, real quick, a huge thank you, actually. Thank you so, so much to everyone who has checked out newmindsetwhodis.com. That's the website I just put up that outlines the journal that I'm releasing in only a few short weeks, the New Mindset Journal. It's what I've been working so hard on for the past 8 months. And I think it's a special journal. It's special to me because I built it from my experience, and it's special in that it's unlike any journal I've ever used. It's not a planner. It's not a goal setting journal. It's not a productivity thing. It's not that. It's all about self-awareness. And I literally couldn't be more excited to show it to you. And I couldn't be more excited to send it to you when it goes live on January 14th. So with that being said, I'd love for you to make sure that you get a copy, make sure that there's enough to go around. So go to newmindsetwhodis.com and throw your email in there. That way, as soon as it's live, I'll send you a quick note that it's live and ready to rock, and you can go grab a copy. Also, if you're really into it, if you're like, wow, dude, that sounds amazing, I love you, Case, you can also put $1 down to guarantee your copy. It's going to be nuts when it launches, so I want to make sure that if you want it, you get it. And also, if you do put $1 down, you get a pretty sweet discount. Just saying, pretty sweet discount. So I appreciate you. I really do. So scoot over to newmindsetwhodis.com and thank you. Thank you for supporting me. It means so much. And again, this is what I've been working on. This is why I don't do sponsors or brand deals. This is it. So if there's ever a moment to support me, this would be it. But I built it for you. So I think you're really going to get a lot out of it. So check it out, newmindsethudis.com, and we'll go from there. But getting into this episode, this idea of self-confidence. It's kind of funny to me, I guess, because, you know, man, I don't know. I've done probably 8 or 9 or 10 episodes on confidence. And I do that because, to my point, it's a big topic for me. I love talking about it. I love turning my experiences around to help you in whatever way I can. And it's from those episodes on self-confidence and my own experience on the topic and growing that I've learned that, contrary to my old understanding of what self-confidence is and how one lives it, it's not something you're born with or not. It's not black and white. It's not binary like that. It's not something that only someone who is extroverted or charismatic or rich or wealthy or a 10 out of 10 can have. Self-confidence is literally a skill. It's a skill. And you can practice skills and you could develop skills, quite literally. You could start from zero and become super skillful in whatever you're practicing. And it's the same way with confidence. You can start from literally zero confidence and become super confident. Like, I've seen this, I've lived it. It is 100% a skill. And it's a skill that you have to practice. And this whole idea of bragging, it'll make sense in a minute if you embrace this fact that confidence is a skill that you can practice. And this is really important. I want to drive it home before I get into the meat and potatoes of this topic, that just like confidence isn't something you're born with or not, to my point, confidence also isn't something that you just like all of a sudden get when you hit a big life moment. It's not something that voila, all of a sudden pops up in your life when you get that big raise, when you get that 100K salary, when you get married, when you buy that house, whatever. It doesn't just show up alongside of an accomplishment or an accolade. Confidence comes from practice, plain and simple. And that practice is both internal and external. And to date on the podcast, in the 9 or 10 episodes I've done on the topic, I've talked a lot about external practice, real world practice. That's practice where you prove to yourself that you have what it takes to push yourself to try new things, to speak up, to make that call, to walk up to that attractive person, to ask for what you want, whatever. Those are real world experiences, real world practice that teaches you that confidence in yourself comes from silencing self-doubt and then building little win after little win after little win until you're at a point where you're like, yeah, you know what? I am going to try, and I'm going to try and try and try because I've learned through experience, through practice, that failure isn't so bad. I'm confident now that I can do it. That's external practice. That's external experience. And that has an amazing effect on your confidence, real world practice. But this idea of bragging that I want to talk about today is an internal practice. And I think it can really help make that external practice solidified for good. And with this idea, I say bragging and I haven't gotten to it yet, but you're probably like, oh, what are you talking about? I'm not encouraging you to literally brag out loud to friends or strangers. I'm not encouraging you to tell everyone how amazing you are. You know, I don't want you all of a sudden to become a DJ Khaled and start nervously saying "we the best" and going off. You know, that's not what this idea of bragging is about. This is something you do in your head or out loud to yourself alone, namely. But it's a really, really powerful thing to do. And again, it is because it comes from within. And this is important because the word confidence, as a true language nerd, I took 4 years of Latin in high school, big Latin guy. So I know that the Latin word for confidence is confidentia, which if you break it down means con, means it's confido, con meaning with and fido meaning trust. So confidence, the word literally means with trust, and trust comes from within. Trust is believing in yourself and then carrying that belief in you out into the world. And as with a lot of things in life, trust is developed over time. Like if you think of a friend you have or a relationship you're in, you didn't immediately trust that person. You know, that would be a bit naive. You built that trust. You worked to firmly believe that that person is trustworthy before you trusted them, right? You did that. And it's the same with yourself, that to develop your self-confidence, you have to come to trust yourself. You have to get to that level, that internal trust level. And that, of course, comes with practice. And I think a really great way to do this, to practice, to build trust, is to affirm certain things in your life through bragging. Bragging. Yes, I really do think that a bit of bragging can go a long way to get you to believe in yourself, to trust in your worth, your ability, to trust that everything about who you are right now, everything about who you're becoming is okay. And more than okay, it's great. You know, you're doing just great. And so this is the bragging episode. This is the episode where I want you to sing your own praises, to be your own hype man or hype woman, to be like Muhammad Ali in that speech and be like, I'm gonna tell you how great I am. That, like, that kind of bragging, quite literal bragging. And I'll give you a couple of examples in a minute, but I want to back up why I say this. I want to back up how I've done this in my life. You know, I've learned that confidence is all about how you see yourself. Again, internal here. It's all about how you see yourself. It's all about how you appreciate yourself, how you look at yourself. Like, that's it. Confidence is merely your opinion of yourself. And confidence comes down to the difference between being like, yeah, okay, I'll try this. Why not? You know, yeah, I've got it. Between that and, ooh, I don't think so. I'm not ready. Like, who, me? Like, no, I can't do that. Like, that's it. That's the difference. And I found that if you can train yourself to see yourself in the former light, that's how you build your confidence. Like, it's literally that easy, or that rather that simple, like that logical. And bragging, why I mentioned bragging, it literally molds your brain to see that you're awesome, to see that you're just amazing, that it teaches you to see yourself in the mirror and be like, whoa, hey there, handsome. Hey there, gorgeous. Like, my man, look at you. Like, not in an egotistical way, but in a practical way. Bragging, in my experience, literally puts a filter on how you see yourself, like a positive, humble brag filter. And instead of doubt, you're reminding yourself of all the times you did something good. And it pushes you to increasingly see yourself in a more confident light. Like, bragging, quite literally being like, you know what? You know, I am the man. You know, I have a job that pays me well. I got this job. I interviewed and was successful. I graduated from school. I passed that class I never thought I would. You know, my friends love me. Or, like, I really love my hair, my legs, my hands, whatever. You know, I'm funny. I'm clever. Like, literally being a bit selfish, but bragging about yourself. Quite literally bragging to yourself about certain things. And I'm going to really drive home the power of this in a minute, but I'd love for you to take a few seconds right now and either say out loud or write down a couple of personal brags. Just a couple, like things that you love about yourself, about who you are, how you look, how you act, things you've accomplished, whatever, big or small. I'd love for you to do that, to try that, even now, if you could try it right now. I'll do it with you. I'd be like, hey, I'm Case. I'm the man. You know, I'm funny. I've got great blue eyes. I'm creative. I'm a great writer. That kind of thing. Boom, brag. That's a quick brag. And that might feel uncomfortable. Like, that felt a little awkward to say that out loud to you, because again, we're told and we'd learn that bragging is a bad thing. It's a social no-no. But I'd love for you to try this real quick right now with me. Brag to yourself about yourself, not to others. Again, this isn't a I'm better than anyone exercise. It's an exercise. It's practice to yourself to remind you that you've got the right stuff. You've proven it. And you can take that reminder and move forward. So try right now. And I found that the more I do this, the more I remind myself that I'm great the way I am with what I've accomplished, even while I work towards improving myself and doing great, bigger things, the more I do it, the more I truly come to believe it. And I was thinking about this, I was writing the outline for this episode. It's like, why does this work? Why does bragging to myself make me more confident? Like, why does it last? Is it just like blind faith? Is it like, am I brainwashing myself? Am I drinking my own Kool-Aid? Do I have, like, you know, beer goggles on for myself? And, you know, maybe it's a little bit that, but I found that when you brag to yourself, you set the bar higher for who you want to be. And when you set that bar high, you find yourself reaching for it, like pushing for it, wanting it out in the real world, doing new things, pushing yourself. And that's how this like internal practice leads to external practice. And that's when the magic combo happens. That's how you full circle build self-confidence. Because bragging about yourself makes you aim higher. Like, I found that when I do this exercise and I brag and I'm like, yo, I'm Case, I'm the man, I can talk to anyone. Then in my head, I'm also like, oh yeah, you like that? You think that's cool? Well, watch this. And that pushes me in the future to want to prove it even more, to do more. It's like once I've spoken something I'm proud of about myself, now that becomes the expectation for who I want to be. That now, out in the world, I'm going to prove to myself that it is real, it is lasting, and it's me. Like, that's the real me. I'm not just saying it. And I found that when I do this bragging exercise, I'm so much more likely to then go out and take that attribute out into the world and mean it and push myself to mean it. It's like internally, I'm modeling what confidence looks like. I'm creating a vision for what it looks like by bragging, and then I'm living it, and then I'm cementing it. And it just builds and builds and builds. And this really does work. Like, there's something powerful about, in general, just speaking things into existence, into writing things into existence. So I would seriously love for you to try this. You know, this is an interactive podcast. Just try it. When you do this, it raises the bar. It pushes you to practice. And practice is what builds confidence. People who aren't confident, usually it comes down to they just don't practice. And yeah, I feel you, man. I feel you. Like, I get it. It's tough. But like, this is a great way to push yourself to practice, because you can literally start from zero. And again, I don't know you, but I'm sure there's at least one thing you're proud of about yourself. At least there's at least one thing you could brag about yourself. So start with that one thing. You know, say it, write it down, and then start living that one thing to the extreme. Push yourself to make it more real and lasting, and then slowly add more brags and more brags. And then boom, you're practicing, and practice builds confidence. Say, you know, whatever it is, pick an attribute about yourself. Even the most basic human one. You could be like, I'm kind, I'm a good friend. Boom, it's a brag. And then push yourself to be that person, to be that kind, warm person, that amazing, supportive friend. Raise the bar for that standard. And while that might seem like just like a kind of a blasé foundation to build confidence on, I think you could build confidence on any quality. Like, that is your foundation now, being kind and a good friend. It's something you bragged about to yourself, and now it's your reality. And now as you're living your life and doing whatever, and as you feel tempted to maybe back down from challenges or opportunities because you're uncomfortable or because in the past you haven't been confident, you can now look those things in the face and say, you know what? Yeah, okay. I'm scared. I'm uncomfortable. But I have this amazing thing I'm proud of about myself. I have this thing. I'm kind. I'm a great friend. So, you know, screw it. What the heck? I'm going for it. I have this foundation that I really dig, that I bragged about. That's how I rationalize this in my head, and it really, really works. And then you find more things to brag about, and slowly but surely, you're going to build this like foundation of confidence that pushes you to then go out and practice. And that is how you build confidence, quite literally, by providing and building this foundation and then using that to like springboard to push yourself to practice. And when you do that, I think you'll just find yourself trusting yourself, believing in yourself and your worth, your value, your ability, because you're speaking it and then you're living it. And that's a vibe. You know, confidence is a vibe. It's like a tangible change in your energy, and energy attracts energy. It really does. There's no denying it. And with that change, with that energy, I think you'll build more confidence, and then you'll become a magnet to just great things. Like, it really works this way in my experience. You'll become a magnet to great opportunities, great people, all these things, simply because you've set the bar high and you voice it, and then you go out and practice it. So I'll wrap it up. I'd love for you to start with this simple practice of bragging to yourself. Sounds counterintuitive, but it really works. Brag to yourself. Just try it. It might feel awkward, but it helps. It really does. And sooner rather than later, I think you'll find yourself more confident than before, and you'll take that newfound confidence out into the world, and you'll practice it. So that's it. Hope you found this episode valuable. If you did, I'd love if you'd share it with a friend, tell them to brag, or brag for them, tell them how great they are, tell them that you appreciate them. Be sure also to check out newmindsethoodist.com and reserve your copy of the journal. I seriously am so excited to show it to you, what I've been working on, and can't wait for you to get it. Check it out, newmindsethoodist.com. Let me know what you're thinking on Instagram at case.kenny or text me. My number is in the description of this episode. And until next episode, I'm out.